welcome to another edition of the Equip Podcast. Today's going to be a little bit different. We're just going to have some fun and share our hearts about someone who means a lot to us and is actually having a birthday today. Obviously, would not be his birthday when this is released, but today is John Irvin's birthday.
Woo!
Pastor John is 82. I meant 42. And so we are, his three favorite people in the world are here to talk about, that's what he told me. He wanted the three.
Did he say in what order?
I don't want to tell y'all.
Mm.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I'll settle for just being in the top three. That means Natalie's four.
He actually said that I was one and there was quite a gap between one and two. So,
I'm fine.
I didn't want to tell you, but I kind of do.
Listen, the four presidents that are on Mount Rushmore, they're still on there, regardless of what order.
Mm-hmm.
They're still on there.
Mm-hmm.
Mount John Moore.
If you're not first, you're last. So,
well, that's another way to look at it.
Yeah. So I mean, Anyway, so we want to do this. So just to have some fun. Usually we're serious on these somewhat. And so we do want to have some fun today and talk about our top 9 or 10 favorite things about John Irvin, the things that we like the most about John Irvin.
Yeah. Where do we begin?
Do y'all
and we will
anything?
See you next time on another episode.
Yeah, so it's a quick episode. Join us next week. Wants to go first? We kind of got our list of stuff we want to talk about about Pastor Jay. I think I've ever called him that before.
Oh man,
you texted us in an episode titled 10 Things We Love About John. You texted for all three of us to come up with three. I'm wondering how we were going to get that last one to make this math.
We're going to ask Kate.
Be simmering over there. What is your
thinking,
favorite
Kate,
thing?
Because we're putting that last one on you now.
You're going to have to scream it from there so that the microphone picks it up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I did three serious ones, but I can have funny explanations for them. So I'll be glad to.
Well, go ahead and just do one. We'll kind of do like Christmas. We'll just open a gift and then somebody else open a gift.
Yeah, like White Elephant.
Yeah.
Whoever has the best one, we can swap them. We can steal it.
Okay. Deal. Yeah. All right. The idea for this for me in some regard is how can more of our people experience the joy of John Irvin and maybe learn some things that they don't necessarily know
about
him.
Joyful John, as he's known.
Yeah. But I think that especially on Sunday morning, you probably experience John through just the speed in which he is walking.
That's locked in, John.
He's in the zone. He's always moving.
So how can people experience more of a broader picture of who he is and what the fun it is to work with him? But the first one that I'd share is something you may not know about John is that he demonstrates loyalty through his excellence.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I've always experienced John.
Are you taking notes, Chase?
Mm-hmm. is that the way that he demonstrates his loyalty to your department, his loyalty to you as a leader is through the way he pushes you in the direction of excellence. I think for a lot of my background has been in church planting, so everything is extremely low budget. Everything is, your planning preparation, you have a limited amount of time and resources for that. And being welcomed on staff here, he has helped me see with greater clarity the value of doing things with excellence and has pushed me to think about some of those things, whether it's budgeting, whether it's the event itself. But some of the other things of what I mean by that, how is he loyal through his excellence? He says the hard things that need to be said.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't in meetings settle for superficiality or even in pushing you to think about things. He'll say maybe the challenging thing that needs to be said. He questions the things that need to be challenged. I really value that about him. He could go with the flow. He could say, all right, well, however you want to do it. But he leans in, and through that, that could come across as questioning, right? That could come across as just being difficult. But I've experienced it as it's his way of trying to be a loyal, like, good teammate to me. And he pushes me to not settle. And that's an avenue of loyalty that our experience of John that I really value.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you've had that experience with him.
No, I would second that. I've never had to question if John's got my back or not.
Yeah,
like, that's, I know, right. He's on my side. Not like always agreeing with me, but he's with me. You know what I mean? I can trust him. I can lean on him, rely on him. So that's good.
Well, he's easy to assume the best about.
Yes.
You know,
because he's proven that.
Right.
You know, his track record is that, you know.
And that probably stands out to me because I have worked with teammates and people in other places that, like, there seemed like there was an ulterior motive to the questioning. There was a different motive behind, but his is not questioning for the purpose of posturing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just none of that with him. It is a sincere wanting to push you to the best idea, to the best final product.
Wants to get the best result.
And wants the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and you talked about the frugal part. So John actually went and sold things out of our shed on Facebook Marketplace to buy his office chair.
Man.
So I was like, John, I think we could have bought a chair.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, we don't need this stuff. So
that's anyway. Right. You know, it's funny though, because I worked at a really big church one time and they had taken all of the mains, all the speakers, the subs, everything, and they had ordered a, like, dumpster, and they just threw it all away.
Oh, wow.
And they, like, had tried to sell it and do different things like that, but they got to a point where, like, there is a stewardship side to John that's
good.
And because in other places you do have the opportunity to just, like, be wasteful.
Yeah.
If we get rid of our speakers, I'm going to become a DJ.
You'd be a good one.
Let's
what kind of songs would you play?
DJ B Dub?
Yeah. I mean, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Just all
DJ Crooked Barrel.
Wicked, wicked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All Merle Haggard. All old country.
That's right.
Sir, this is
not
a
any
wedding.
Good at all.
So, what's your first one, Chase?
Oh, I got so many to choose from here. It's hard to choose. I think thing that stands out to me the most is John's just incredibly wise, and he's pretty old. So
yeah, he's getting up there.
He's
he's not that far. See, when we were younger, it seemed like there was a big gap between me and John.
Yeah.
Now that gap seems like it's getting shorter and shorter, and our life is getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah. People look at the both of you and they're like, "Are they brothers?
Yeah,
are they
exactly.
like yeah?" They go to school together? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's incredibly wise. I think in ministry, especially, like, I don't know, I feel like you never stop learning. Yeah. You never stop walking into situations where you're just like, I don't know what to do. Whether that's dealing with something in your own life or with, you know, one of your church members or and not always bad stuff, but like how to lead them and how to love them and, you know, how do you not just take kind of the easy road, but how do we choose the direction that's going to love them and lead them the best? And I know I can always go to John and always ask him, you know, what do you think? Because I know who he is. I know his heart. And he's always encouraged me to always do the hard thing and because it's the right thing. I always leave his office with clarity. Whenever I bring stuff to him, so he's one of the wisest people that I know, and in my experience, so
the wise guy.
Yeah, he's kind of the wise guy.
He is the wise guy.
Yeah, a wise man.
One of the funniest things to me about John in that is that we will be standing in his office, joking around, cutting up, having fun. He's facing us like this. And at some point, he just turns away and goes back to work while we're still in his office just having a conversation.
Yeah. He's trying to get us out.
He's like, all right, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with this childishness.
Yeah.
The other day, he basically told me, like, hey, I need the room.
He showed up 25 minutes late to his own birthday lunch today because he was working.
Yeah.
Just instead of coming.
He's making us look bad, honestly.
If I were him, I think he should just not shown up at all.
Yeah.
I think that would have been like the big
move. Mm-hmm. You know? There's only one chink in the armor of John's wisdom, and that is his food choices. He does not make wise food choices. Well,
I wrote that down.
I would say just general physical health.
Yeah. I mean, only bring this up because sincerely, John, we want you to live longer.
Yeah. We're worried about you.
Little Caesars knows him well.
Yeah. How long's it been since you had a blood panel done? Can we look at it?
Yeah.
It's like a perfect bill of health.
It's a new thing. It's a type 42 diabetic.
Oh, God.
It's
type 3. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's been known to eat a whole large Little Caesars pizza at lunch and just keep right on ticking.
Don't
slow him down.
The first time I saw him do that, I was like, God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And now when I see it, I respect it.
Yeah.
Because if I was to eat a whole large pizza, I'd be out. I'd be done.
That's a man right there.
He eats it, and he's back at work.
That's a man.
Like, even Joey Chestnut is impressed.
Like, yeah.
I think John could take him.
And Little Caesars, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. So my first one is courage. Mm-hmm. I think John displays courage. And mostly my reasoning for that is because he was actually willing to ask Natalie out.
Yeah.
that he got up the nerve to do that. And I'm proud of him because he didn't just settle for the Facebook girlfriend he created in college. And so that's a real thing. That's a real thing. He actually had a Facebook girlfriend that he created as a joke in college. I think she actually broke up with him. But I don't know about that part.
He created a girlfriend and she unfriends him.
She unfriended him.
He's like, what? I run this account.
So anyway, but give it to John.
Hey.
Good. Facebook was the Wild West back in the day.
Yeah.
But no.
What did they think that poke feature was going to accomplish?
I don't know.
But there's so many times like that we have had to do things that did take courage, mm-hmm. and make decisions that weren't easy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been there to stand with us and not back down from those things. So on the serious side of that, I have seen him be courageous and stood through a lot and stood firm, you know, through a lot of challenges over mm-hmm. the years. And so that's something I really appreciate about John as well.
Yeah.
So, all right, Jordan, number two.
Number two. John is very servant-hearted, mm-hmm. and there is no task too small that he's not willing to do. He can be anything. That may be obvious. People see him, whether it's cleaning doors and windows on a Sunday morning or mopping something up or resetting the computer for KK. But maybe the way that it's less obvious is I would say he is servant-hearted through systems. Yeah. He builds and maintains and helps lead us into systems. So in a lot of those things, he's not looking for credit. He's looking for finished. Mm-hmm. Like he's looking for what does this need to completely look like, whether it's a check-in process, a piece of signage, whether it's an announcement, who is going to serve in this lesser seen capacity. He is going to be, like I said in the first part, of loyal through his excellence, but he's going to be servant-hearted through the systems that he helps create. He's going to think about what no one else is paying attention to, and he can exist in like a high-level leadership conversation, but he can bring those concepts all the way down to an implementation of the most detailed thing.
Right.
And he serves our church and through a lot of those systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, he really is. He's very super detailed.
Yeah.
And I think that's that tenacity genius that he has of being able to just see things through and make sure every I is dotted and T's crossed or T's dotted and I's crossed.
Something lowercase J's.
Whatever that is. Yeah. So, Chase.
Yeah. Kind of to piggyback off of what you said, Jordan, I think John has great humility.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever, and I don't know, like you guys are the same, but like John has never really been proud or boastful in like a look at me kind of way. Sure. He's always doing things that I'm sure there's things that we don't even know about that he does that are below his pay grade, so to say. You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember. It might have been two Easters ago. I saw him vacuuming the cracks in the concrete out in the atrium with a shop vac.
Yeah.
And it was like 8:10 or something. Our first service is at 9. And I'm just looking down the atrium. And I'm like, what are you doing? but, I mean, it needed to be done. And he didn't say anything. He didn't, you know, I don't know, complain. And there's countless times where I've noticed John doing stuff like that. Like, just selfless and humble and has a great heart in that way. So,
if there is a fault to that, is he's sometimes reluctant to ask other people to do it. And I think some of that comes back to his commitment to like excellence, and he wants it done a certain way. And I remember I finally one day I had a conversation with him, and I was like, "Dude, like let other people do stuff."
Yeah.
Like, and so he had always set up the baptismal and always handled that, and so he delegated that to somebody else. And we were in the, y'all remember this, but we were in the little kitchen area near the conference room, and there was water running under the floor right there.
Coming through the wall.
Like, oh gosh, what happened? And we went around, and they had forgotten about the water running in the baptismal, and it overflowed. And I just remember us all, like, nobody said a word for, like, 2 hours as we ran, like, 5 shop backs trying to get the water up. Like,
every fan in the church was in there.
And I remember John just looking at me like, you still want me to delegate?
This is why.
This is the cost of delegation.
So anyway.
Water damage.
It was just this look of like,
I told you so.
You're stupid. So I think my second one is secure in who he is and consistent. Again, basically basing this off of how he dresses as a 42-year-old. Because he has to be really secure. I'm kidding, of course. Not really. But when your daily attire consists of jeans, a t-shirt, and Crocs.
Some things are timeless.
And I love this about John. But I'm
backwards trucker hat.
That's what I was about to say. I was watching him today. He's got the hat on backwards. But the consistency.
You know how they play on the radio?
Yeah.
The hits.
But that's one thing that I love about him too, though, is it's just who he is, you know? And it doesn't matter what the job title was.
Doesn't matter, like, who's going to be there.
And I say it jokingly, but I sincerely mean it, is that he's just kind of the same wherever he is and whatever he does.
Well, I think one of the major things that we preach about week over week, year over year, is the sincere need for us to find our identity deeply rooted in Christ. Yeah. That there is some residue of evidence in there. It's just
authentic, right? Yeah. It's who he is. It's not putting on any show or trying to be anything that he's not. And what's funny is those things just don't matter to him, you know? I mean, it's hilarious, and we'll joke about this every now and then, because I'll see him wear a shirt that I know he's had for 15 or 20 years. And he's like, still fits.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's like, Yep. I mean, it doesn't bother him at all, you know. And it's just cool. Like, those things don't matter. Those, he's not driven by those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And
you think he'll get some Crocs for his birthday?
I hope so, man.
We should have got
those. They are getting a little flat on the bottom.
Yeah, the grip is wearing out.
Yeah.
He goes across the solid floor and it's wet.
He's gone. He's done. Might need to get him a helmet in case he slips. But anyway, no, but he is that consistency day in and day out. You know, he's just a guy who doesn't seem to get too high, too low, mm-hmm. But just really steady. Mm-hmm. And who he is and knowing who he is. And I think that's a great quality about him. You know, there's something pretty cool about people that can live in a way that they don't feel like they have anything to prove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't care what other people think.
Yeah, and
in a healthy way.
In a healthy way, yeah. It's like, I don't have anything to prove, and I'm so I don't have to put on airs. I don't have to, you know, just be me. And mm-hmm. I think that's really respectable.
Yeah. There's something servant hearted about it. Like he desires to be consistent because that serves us as a team. Like he wants to be the same person, bring and show up with a sense of consistency emotionally. Mm-hmm. His presence doesn't miss hardly any time, almost to a fault. Mm-hmm. And that, and I know in his heart that's to serve us for our benefit, for our team's benefit, the benefit of the organization. And that's, that just consistency is so valuable.
Yeah. Jordan.
So my turn, number three.
Yep.
That is very related to the other pieces that I've already said. I said that he can dream really big, but also is fiercely detailed. And you already said that about he's very detailed. He can thoroughly exist in a vision meeting. He can also reset KK printers and order signage. Like he knows exactly where, if we need to order a tension banner, where do you go and who should you shop from? He can forecast hiring of like, where do we need to go and what coming down the road do we need to think about from a staffing perspective? But he can also do payroll. Yeah. And so that's just a very, and you alluded to the working genius. I put a lot of value into that. I think it's super helpful. He is like full of wonder, a sincere sense of big picture, but also has tenacity and is very detail oriented in that regard as well. And so,
yeah, I can't think of. There's not really much he can't do.
Yeah,
he can do a little bit
maybe
of everything.
Maybe sing.
I bet if he had to do that,
you're right. He did lead worship for our youth group back in 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So,
can he dance?
I'm going to probably draw a line right there.
That might be the one.
Yeah. No. Maybe so. I wish I could dance.
What would be funny is if he just, like, danced one day. It's like really good. Like, he was like.
He just looked like a backup in La La Land.
Yeah. He just, we were like, what?
John, that was beautiful.
That was amazing, John.
This whole time? Yeah, you guys never asked.
That's right. So, what you chase? What you got?
My third one, I would say, we talk a lot here about having grit, and when I hear the word grit, I think of like an old cowboy.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, just a rough guy. But like when I think about grit, it's
leathery,
like
skin and Marlboros.
Yeah, leathery skin. It's been out in the sun, smokes every day.
Yeah. That's John.
That's John, basically. Yeah.
If you take away being in the sun and the Marlboros.
Yeah. Yep.
a vape pen and a dark cowboy.
Let's update it. Yeah, vape pen and smooth skin. I don't know. no, he, you know, y'all know this, like in ministry, we have some really, really good days and sometimes there's really hard days.
Yeah.
But one of the things that keeps me encouraged and honestly keeps me showing up is because I know John's showing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he always shows up and I know I can always count on him. And I remember, this is a really funny story. Like we deal with like some crazy situations sometimes with things that people go through and I don't know. There was this one time where y'all know in the conference room, I don't know if if you're familiar with the church layout, but we have a conference room and there's a little hallway, and on the other side of that hallway is a break area, and next to that is a utility closet.
Yes.
And one day John was like going into a meeting in the conference room, and I was in the utility closet checking a panel or something, and I said, "Hey John, come in here real quick." And me and him were in the utility closet where there's a power breakout and like it's hot in there, and I had to tell him something that was like confidential. And by the end, it was a really heavy conversation. And by the end of it, we're looking at each other, and he's like, "Why are we in here?" I was like, "I don't know. I needed to talk to you, and there are people out there." And it was very funny. We joke about that a lot.
That's
so
funny.
If I'm ever by that rim, I'll go, "Hey, will you come in here?"
I love that this story is somehow related to grit.
Yeah, but no, just like. He's
because it was hot.
Yeah, because it was hot. Yeah,
you got to have real thick skin to receive bad news in a transformer closet.
Yeah, but no, listen. He shows up for the hard stuff, for like the difficult.
There it is.
Things, and I don't know. He always does.
My last one then would be empathetic and forgiving. Mm-hmm. Mostly because he still speaks to me after 20 years. So he has to be empathetic and forgiving to work with me for 20 years it requires a lot. It's like Susan. Some people are like, "Yeah, there's a lot of people out there you can marry. There's nobody else that would stay with me." Like, I'm 100% convinced that I would be a single man if any other woman had married me. And kind of like with John, Olivia, you guys are kind of right there too now. Y'all been around a long time now. I'm like, these are some good folks. There's going to be a lot of jewels in their crown they have put up with me. And so, but John's been that way. If I had a penny, and use this penny illustration on Sunday, but if I had a penny for every time John looked at me like, "Bless your heart," I would have $1.7 million. It's just kind of that.
I've seen that look before. Yeah. He just looks at, shakes his head.
And so, but no, he really is. And he does want the best for people.
Yeah.
And sometimes decisions that we make and have to make can be construed as maybe not. But mm-hmm. he always does. Yeah. And John is a super logical person. Mm-hmm. He doesn't show a ton of emotion, but he does feel things deeply.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sure. I think that's something that people can miss mm-hmm. sometimes is that he truly does feel things deeply and cares about things deeply. Sometimes I think people see him on Sunday morning, like you were saying, he's running 100 miles an hour. And that can sometimes be construed as he doesn't want to talk. What people don't realize is he's trying to get 100 things done at one time. But he truly cares deeply for people and has shown that throughout the years.
For sure.
All right. Guess whose turn it is?
Let's hear it, Kate.
Let's go, Kate.
Hey, what you got?
What is your...
My favorite thing about John is his facial expressions when you talk to him. And how sometimes he makes you feel like you're saying something really stupid. And then you kind of realize it after you are saying it.
Totally.
He doesn't have to say it. You just figure it out.
Yeah. So in case the microphones didn't pick that up, Kate said that her favorite thing about John is his facial expressions and the way that when you're talking to him, sometimes just by his facial expression, you realize you're saying something really stupid. And it helps you catch yourself.
To Kate's point, he has a running file of quotes.
Yes, he does.
On each of us, that things that we have said. And I know this because I watch him write things down frequently as it relates to what I say.
Totally out of context.
And at Roxanne's retirement, he broke that file out and he started reading things that Roxanne had said over the years.
She has some great quotes.
And it was funny. Yes. Yeah. I hope he lights my file on fire before That would be my retirement gift.
I'm going to go find my file.
Yeah.
I didn't know that thing existed.
Yeah. It's in the cloud. You can't find it.
It's in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in the cloud. Well, what else?
I can't believe we thought of 10 things, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. Nah, that's light work.
Yeah.
We do. I mean, I think this is very much related to some of our core values, when one of those being enjoy the journey. Yeah. And I think we were talking about this in L10 the other day of, like, if we were going to do a connector appreciation dinner, we thought we should do something lighthearted, because what do we like to do? We like to cut up. Yeah, we like to just mess around and joke and have a good time. And that's part of the flavor of being a part of our church as we lead it, is we want to be a people that enjoy the journey. And
John is a really funny guy.
He is hilarious.
Did y'all know, you remember when we used to do the connector appreciation dinner? And I think it might have been like 6 or 7 years ago. No, it was longer than that. And John was actually working for a different company.
Yeah.
But he was working in our office.
Yeah.
And it was a Tuesday. And in our Tuesday morning huddle at 9, we go, yep, we have our connector appreciation dinner tonight. And nobody had planned anything.
Anything funny or
nothing.
Yeah.
And so John, while working for a completely separate organization, spends all day writing all of the material for the connector appreciation.
Yeah. Is that when he did the letters?
Thank you notes and stuff. Yeah. Yes, dude. And it was so funny. And we laugh about that, because, like, he worked for another company.
We won't say the name
of the company.
We enjoy when other people pay our employees.
Yes.
Yeah. It's good. It's good for the budget.
That is good.
So, and I was thinking about just embodying the core values that we have. One, that it's all about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's check. Own the vision. Check. People first. Check.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard and be accountable. Check.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to God and do what he says. Check. Enjoy the journey. Check. Extreme commitment to God and his people. Check. And so when you look at that, he checks all those boxes of who we are, and
totally
embodies it all and models it. And so, Pastor John, we're just thankful for you.
That's right.
And thankful for your family and the friend you are, the hard worker you are, the man of God you are, husband you are, the dad you are, the son you are. Am I missing anything else?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So
thanks, Pat and Joel. You did good work.
And happy anniversary, by the way.
Pat and Joel's anniversary?
Pat and Joel's anniversary.
Hey, amen.
Yeah, I believe it is. So happy anniversary. Y'all enjoy Bull and Barrel tonight.
Yeah.
Or I hope you enjoy Bull
Chase.
And Barrel.
Yep, on me.
By the time you see this. So, all right, guys. Well, John, we love you.
Love you, John.
We will catch y'all next week